Hey.
Just like that. That's, you know how I like to sing, you know how like you watch a TV show,
quick,
and then like some shit about to happen and they just black out, and then you come back home and you see somebody on the floor.
Hey.
Damn. Oh,
what's that? What's that wrestling move when you just get
brought in the air? He socked him. He slapped him. He caught him. Picked him up. Slammed him.
No,
woke him up. Socked him again. Not lying. But look, look in 20 seconds.
And coach got the first hit.
Gang, I'm. He,
coach,
you know,
hit him.
You know he saw him.
Coach, the boys hit him.
Coach, the boy.
Boop, bro said.
That's when he turned up.
I don't care.
As soon as he hit him twice,
I'm going to try to see if I
can. Hold on, gang. I don't care how tough you think you is. If you fighting a nigga, punch that two times, he look at you and start screaming, you better run.
You better run.
Coach was on the ground, leaked.
What?
Bleeding.
So look, though.
Damn, Coach the boy.
So look, though. You missed it, bro. Bro, after this happened, it's like, bro, went back to sis. He just went back to the sign seat, guy.
Yes,
he just went back, right back.
He went back to the sign seat. We pull off. We leave, coach.
We go.
Oh, y'all left coach.
Yeah.
We left coach.
He followed us. So look, though. But he's fucking up the run.
Oh, no, facts. Y'all got to be somewhere.
So we go out. Now, but at the whole time, we really wondering, like, what the f*** we going to tell
the head coach?
Like, what's going on?
Yeah, and we was wondering what he was going to do.
So, but look, though. We don't know what Savoy don't do. So I ain't gonna lie. This is real life. This is where Eastside baby kicked in. It's like 3 in the morning. I'm on the phone talking to Shorty at the time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He end up coming back late. So we ain't gonna lie. We go party. Like, we know
time.
A lie. I ain't gonna lie. No. Shout out to the Virgin Islands.
Because
I came back at 4. So I don't know why he wasn't having it. But I know I was having the time. They left. So we literally all split up, though,
like,
gang.
Everybody.
Wood, Spence, I'm telling you, we had a brother, the Virgin Islands. We all get back at separate times.
They treat us like
superstars. But I get back at, like, no, real talk.
Here.
I get back at, like, 4, right?
Love.
You feel me? Imagine, I wasn't even getting, like, hella clock. So imagine if I was, you feel me? So I get there. I'm near at 4, but I'm like sitting at the bar. I'm really telling Shorty like what just expired, like what just happened my night. I ain't telling her, but I just told her what happened tonight. Dog comes strolling in with a Shorty.
After he got his
coach the boy.
Because he was at the same club as
he came to the same club.
Black
he come
eye, black eye, eye all leaking,
I'm about to show
shirt,
hold on, I'm about to show you, gang.
Man,
he come,
wait till you see this.
He come
like
to the same
to the club.
He come out.
Up.
Boom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gang, I'm like, boom. This is what we going to tell them, y'all. Because Coach Mace was always telling us, like, man, don't go out in the verse. Like, you know what I'm saying? I say, this is a story, though. You was with a Shorty. You went out, separated from us, because you was. And you got jumped.
And we sat him down.
No, all four of us, gang.
Look, including Coach Mace.
I said, Coach Mace, how this sound?
Hey,
you OG, you been through this, how this sound?
We sat our coach
down. I sat this nigga all four. I said, we all got it. Yes. All this.
Everybody got to have the same story.
We're going back to look. Elementary, all his story better stick.
Hey,
goddamn!
We looking at coach like, hey.
T was the one who said he's like, bro, you gotta stick. Like T was the one. I came up with the story, bro. Was like, bro, no, we this got you. He say, Drew, tell I told it. Tell him again.
Yeah,
this is what happened. We went out.
Because I knew Coach Lane was coming to
you
me.
You split us.
He was coming to me.
You split us, gang.
For anybody and then
I ain't gonna lie. We fake pulled some. This where the movie coming out. And then so we pulled some other shots. I said, gang, and I seen you with Shorty coming in. So I got that on camera. Like, I took a picture with you.
Oh, yeah. We had evidence waiting for
power was out. Shout out Pop. Shout out 50. I knew the power was out, gang. I said, gang.
hey, slipper.
If you trip, for sure. No, I'm not. It's true. This true story. The next day,
look, nobody else had.
Everybody
bruises,
look. So here come more. There's this the other van. I ain't gonna say the white boy. I mean the other van. Yeah. Now the other van come look at our van like, what night y'all have?
They're like, damn.
I mean, the boy come walking down. Coach
we
come walking down.
We so stupid.
We don't. He come out by himself, though.
We
don't.
Like
we don't.
We waking up like, what
damn,
the
we
heck?
Come out late. Like, we come out like we slept all
we
late.
We acting like we just seeing it,
bro,
too.
We come out. We trip like.
Oh!
What the fuck? See, bro, that's why this one's in a big band. We tweaking,
man. And we on the same page. Everybody's like, dog, what?
No cap. We
man,
like,
this had to be
good. Hold on. I got one question, though. Was Ro with it?
Yeah.
Bro.
Ro was with it.
This was the protect Ro.
Yes.
Ro, bro, I'm in it. Ro, hey, had, bro, you beat yeah, okay. Basically, you beat hey. Me. Told me I got you, gang. Yeah.
So this was all to protect Ro.
Yeah. So, because really, how we could have played it? Because
hey,
I ain't
shout
trying to
out
be funny.
To Wood, too. Wood a real
so, too. I ain't trying to be funny because, you know, Lang didn't really fuck with Ro. And he didn't fuck with Coach for real. So if we really could have just said, boom, everybody been straight.
Yeah.
I'm like, hell, Ro just, no. And we was like together.
They would have got their suspension.
You feel me?
We
would have been good. But
no, we protected everybody. We said, no, Coach, you go take this.
And this is how we going to see, because you was already drunk.
And you the reason why.
And he was already drunk. But it played good because he was drunk in pregame.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
And Lang
bought the story, gang. And they ended up paying the thing.
That night, we didn't have another game the next day, so we kicking it for another day in the Virgin Islands.
You know we
so
went back
Lang,
out.
Lang had a great night. You know, he's up when we get back. Like, they all drinking, our whole other side of the team, you know, the other teammates. They was all at the bar at the complex.
They was at the pool.
Yeah, they just kicking it. They night swimming in the ocean, pool, all of that. Like, they all lit, like, beers everywhere, you know, having their time.
Mm-hmm.
We come back. We like, what's up? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. We go to our room. So they think if we went to sleep before them.
So it all worked out.
Yeah. And then we played it crazy. Everybody was on the same page.
That it? No, that because they would. No, it was funny, though, because we was at the pool.
Yeah.
We like, we about to slide. Because I always used to say, like, when I first got there, like, our very first team event game, we went hiking. So, I used to say, I'm like, this shit is out of my race description. So, what they used to do,
no.
Like, the night beer drinking, I thought, this is strictly out of my race description. No. I'm gone. It played perfect. No. We sneak right out, gang.
Quick.
I know how you do it.
June 1st, we go scrimmage Ferris State. We stay in some cabins in the middle of the woods. We don't have no connection, nothing. And the coaches know that. Drew get out there. We get to the cabin. First of all,
like
it's a 30-minute drive out into the woods to get to this cabin. Like, your connection is slowly
going
away.
What we doing
away.
Here, bro?
Drew like, nah, man. We see a porcupine cross the road.
I'm the guy.
He like, oh, nah.
Like,
man,
you out of your element.
T driving our car. T with the Sacramento Kings now. Shout
hey,
out to
T. You got to sack.
Yeah,
T
with the Kings now. So T, cool.
That's a no. Shout out T, bro.
Yeah,
I gotta give a
T
big
get in
T.
The gym
what's his first name again?
T. Tahib Zahib. Like,
man, that's a real one right there, bro. Yeah. I'm talking about real like Leaf. That was Coach cleaning up the spit.
Like
Coach.
Literally from the
like,
bottom.
Like, I'm talking about nigga, you gotta go. He's sending you to go work out the 15th man, and T in that.
And
doing
then
it.
Still doing scouting report. He's still doing in practice.
Man,
like,
that nigga, he just
man, he
we
doing everything.
From Alabama, and I'm on with the Keno. That's a real
man,
life.
From
that's a man. That's a story.
Up, spitting,
that's
all right.
Man,
we gotta get him on here. We gotta get him on. Yeah,
he be back
team,
in the city all the time. He
no, yeah, come on, that's my baby.
Yeah, he cool.
That's
people.
My baby. That's crazy.
But yeah, man, that whole story, man. We was like,
that was a trip.
When we tell you we sat Coach down. And we looked him dead, all
no,
of
that
us.
That was the hardest thing.
Man.
He had to
no, like
we was
you
like,
got
bro.
It. This got a stick, gang.
Yeah,
and he stuck with it. I mean, it wasn't no, because it was really like, because then it was five
that.
Stories
he
versus
took,
one.
He took his ass whooping, though.
But no,
he
like,
stuck with
I want,
it,
I want, bro, autograph, though, because the boy.
He won't know. I don't even
he
want
the
that.
First what, warmed up I've never heard of a coach in college. This is you might be able to pull it like
hey,
elementary,
I'm
JV.
To tell you, bro.
This nigga. Warmed up with y'all drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's the hardest ever.
No, that play played it, though, man.
In the layup
it.
Line. Y'all say y'all got
and
me.
And then tried to play, bit. He was sweating because he was warming up with us. But
no,
he was already
what?
Sweating bullets us walking out. Yeah.
He was in there.
He was toasted.
Man,
he,
shout out, Ro.
He in there at half court, hollering at little mamas in the crowd.
I ain't gonna show the... show the, I don't got to show C, but you don't see that lump, gang? Look at the top of his face. It don't look like you went through a long. You don't see that
bro
eye?
Got his head down. Yeah, he don't even want to look up. Bro, sitting in the video like this.
Hold on, you don't see the. Go ahead, UAV. That look like a long night, huh?
You know he had
a lump on the side of his. That's not his head.
Look,
my baby said in the camera, like,
bro. That is not the shape of his head, gang.
Ain't nobody talked to him the whole rest of the trip either.
That was some real shit. He actually disappeared from the team after that, gang.
Yeah, he got fired.
No, he just disappeared.
Like
they get on. Did the funny?
They was asking us where he at. Like,
this is how fucked up Lang is. This nigga from a book to read. He tried to educate him. This nigga gave him a book to read. That nigga come back. That's how fucked up black people were. They're like,
you gonna give me a book to read?
You want to hide it from a black person? Put it in the book.
He gave that nigga a book. He pissed him off.
I'm
not lying. I'm not in my life.
No.
That nigga gave him that book.
You gonna give me a book?
Like, he gave him a book. I've never seen him since that day we got off that plane.
No cap.
I have not seen him since.
Oh, that was the icing on the cake. It's one thing to get your ass beat. Then they'll give you a book about it.
I respect Coach. Me and Coach. Yeah. And that was the last time D-Born seen me, too, though. Was the first night.
So everybody was fed up after that.
That was the last time. I left that tournament.
That was the last time we seen Roe, too.
Damn. So that trip ended a lot of careers at that bitch.
That bitch clear house, gang.
I knew Roe was going to be there, nigga.
No, Red, so that bitch clear house,
no, because the next semester started.
It was, no, yeah, that was the last semester. Time Dearborn seen me.
Yeah, nah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Dang, that was the last.
Damn. That was some funny shit.
That was the end of an era.
No, real. End of an era, bro. End of a 5-month era, gang.
Bro, that was a 5-month era.
I ain't gonna lie, we ran terror, dude.
Oh, man.
We turned that motherfucker up for 5 months.
Man.
Shout out to the girls team, too. That was the game,
bro. Yeah, they was the game. Girls team was lit, too. They was busting ass, too.
Yeah, it was turnt. The girls team was turnt, but that shit was funny. No, that's real. Man. That's a true story, bro. I really seen the play. And that's when I got on the coach scene, though. I'm like, you really got to get cool with these little. Before you get to try.
Got to.
Hey,
you say something to the wrong one.
You end up like Coach the Boy. You better get cool with these little niggas real tough. Y'all better really build relationships on
before you just get to talking crazy.
Yeah, all right.
Cap. No.
That's a. Whoa. All right. But yeah, so off that. Yeah, so that was probably. That was the end of their bar.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Cause my baby ended up, you know, family. Yeah. He ain't play after that anymore. That was really the end of Dearborn, guy.
Still got my degree, you know.
That's definitely.
What's up, dog? You get your degree in?
Talk
I
to
got
that.
Two degrees. I got one in communication, one in marketing, and then, you know, finessed it to where, you know, I go back for grad school if I want. So
that's what's up.
Yeah. That's shout out to Lane for that. For
I guess,
sure.
I guess. But
you can't shout out too much, but
yeah, I guess Lane. Yeah. Shout out true. But what was the, where did you, so going in, so how was that process though? Like talk to the kids, like mentally, how did you get out of that? Like getting hurt? Cause that was like your second time, cause you got hurt your sophomore year, correct?
Yeah, no.
Or so, was that your freshman year? Like, didn't get hurt the end of that year?
Yeah, so
going into your next year, and then you didn't even play.
Yeah, I didn't even play that next year. Played 32 games, and then the next, like the end of that season, I sat out from the end of that season the whole next year and came back when he came. So, like, it was like depressing because your identity up until that point is in the gym, basketball, kicking it, school. That's repeat. Like, so it was tough, man. Then finding out about, like, blood disorder. I had some situations with the hospitals, too, that lingered on until – you know, recently, like, you know, shout out to my lawyer. And
nigga sued the hospital?
Hey, but, and so, you know what I'm saying? I can't say too much, but.
All right, I'm keeping
still trying to beat this case, huh?
Yeah, so, I'm chilling.
We can't speak on that.
I ain't got no case. I'm good, yeah. But Dearborn taught me a lot about life, about
connections. Like, we got people from all over the world in there. Some cool people I've met for sure that are now CEOs, millionaires, like, great people. You know what I'm saying? And I will say that network there is crazy. Like, the people I met, like, Drew, like, just everybody, like, Dearborn, the type of campus, like, if you don't get cool with people, like, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, I will say, no, the people was cool.
Like, yeah, the people, bro. Like, everybody was cool. Mm-hmm. It was like,
no, it was one big family, yeah, okay? That's why sure. I said shout out to the girl. That's why I even had to shout out to the girls.
Like, community.
Like, yeah, like, no, we moved as one. I mean, mainly because we
lunch
was
only slapping.
Like, you know?
Lacrosse team, shout out to them. And the hockey team. It was turned.
That was more of his people's.
Yeah, yeah, I was cool with the hockey team.
I had, like, a select group. Nah, for, you know,
yeah. Y'all didn't have a football team, right?
Nah. We just had to drive 30 or 45 minutes down to Ann Arbor.
We did get those, like, the, like a University of Dearborn and Flint is, like, you get a Michigan degree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, all three of them, it's going to say U of M. It ain't going to say Dearborn. That's right. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, that's benefit of it.
So how did you get out of that mentally though, bro? Like, how did you get over that mental hurdle, yeah, like going through
I
all
got
that,
out of that mentally that? COVID like blessed me in disguise, being able to just sit down, recreate myself, remaster my mind, and then also, you know, my Lord and Savior God, like I really had time to reflect, talk to God. You know, it was things. I lost my grandpa, and I was still fighting angers from that. He was like my father figure. So I'm real big in family and connections, as you know. And, you know, that's how we met, through connections. So, mm-hmm. You know, y'all my brothers through connections. Like, and once I get to that, like, I'm real prideful in those connections, relationships. I'm going to always think of you if some opportunity come up. Like, you know.
That's what I said. Like, we ain't gonna speak on it too much, yeah, but no, so my bad. Shout out to my guy.
That's how I am, you know, because I would want somebody to do that for me. And, you know, God and my mom. Shout out to my mom. I love you. Just getting through that, taking it day by day, you know, finding a different grind other than sports. And I really got through it with what I do now.
Talk to it.
Yeah. So I started streaming, making content on Twitch, playing a video game, RPing and stuff, and, you know, sure, Call of there. Duty, at I Am Terrio. You just look me up at Terrio, S-O-G, Terrio, you know, if just signed to S-O-G, just got signed as a content creator.
What is S-O-G?
Yeah. Well, I'm getting to
SOG. My bad.
See, yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, so I got through that through just really being unlocking my creative mind, my creative self, and creating a new identity for myself. And then I found my love for basketball again through AAU. But to go into SOG, I was streaming for about a year and a half until literally like a month ago. And then got recruited by SOG, went in, did the recruiting requirements, posted my clips in the Discord, did the meetings, and then I literally found out that SOG was owned by CJ Gardner-Johnson, top five safety in the NFL who played for the Lions. And he just a real man. Like, he one of the most down-to-earth real you can know. Like, he not gonna sugarcoat, but he gonna try his best to help you as long as you willing to work. And I've never had that problem grinding when it come to streaming, when it come to anything I'm passionate about, my community, you know, giving away scholarships now to the kids. And, you know, that just all came to show, like, you know, he has a similar vision as me, and I knew it aligned, and then they signed me. So
to pause you, to get you back, like you just said something about what you're doing. Now, I want to stop and give you a big shout out though, bro, because I mean, you do post up, but a lot of people don't see you. You really do a lot, like 30 times more than me, bro. Like, and it ain't for you. Do a lot for the community, bro.
Yeah,
and it ain't even definitely for no, like, oh, saying like I'm X, Y, and Z, look at this. Like, no, cameras. I'm talking about, like, since I met you, though, since we was 20, you was, when I was 21, you was 20.
Yeah.
So since you was 20, though, you always, that was the Give first thing, that was one of the first conversations we had. You had told me when you was trying to, you feel me, sign my soul to your fraternity, whatever. You had told me, it was like, shit, that was one of the first things you said, though. You was like, we got a thing this Saturday, though, community event. Come with us, it's for the kids.
Yeah.
So that was what it is. I'm like, man, it's 20, like, every single thing from like Flint, because he had went to school in Flint, so he had some shit for Flint. And then it's like, it's kind of crazy though, because it's not like a nigga celebrity or nothing, but like he putting together like big drives though. You would think like a CJ, like a bro put it together. Yeah. Like I'm talking about in Flint, in Ann Arbor, and Detroit, and KZU, you know what I'm saying? Like everywhere, and this from KZU, so that's what I'm saying though. Like big shout out to you, bro. Like I appreciate it. I admire that. Bro, and that's one of the first things that shit was stuck. Like one of our first conversations, like to even connect, though, one like shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, obviously, all we all had, we didn't connect on girl. Like one of the first conversations, like, bro, we got some shit. Saturday, mm-hmm. It was for the kids. Pull up. I could tell you about more what we
and
on
you,
there.
And you a real one too. So I gotta give you your flowers too. Facts. Like you one of the few people that like you know everybody want to kick it, party, have a good time. But anybody that know me, be around me, know I give. I try and like uplift everybody around me, including myself. But I don't give looking to receive. I give looking genuinely. Like I want to see black people win. And I learned at a young age, like, black people, the biggest thing we can do as a collective race is work together. Once we work together, we unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I give back, and I give back to my people. Not saying I'm, you know, discriminating against anybody, but our people need it the most. And, you know, I always give back, no matter of race, to whoever's in need. So, like he said, I've been doing that since 15 for real in Kalamazoo, but then once I got the resources through my fraternity, shout out to the Alphas, you know, I've just used that platform to start giving back to Flint. Shout out to Flint. I love Flint. Detroit, I fell in love with Detroit. I probably ain't moving from Detroit, you know, coming from small KZU, but, you know, just getting this platform to be able to help people and then using it to impact, you know, kids with sports, education, all of that. So
that's what's up.
I'm just blessed, man. I'm blessed, and I try my best to just keep building and not get complacent with where I'm at. So
that's big. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say with that too, like that's a prime example of being the change that you want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, hats off to you for that, because it's easy to talk it, but it's another thing to walk it.
Yeah.
And you know, you out here leading by example.
I appreciate it.
And that, you know, kids or, you know, younger generation could look up to that. You know, it start with us. It take a village at the end of the day. So, keep doing what you're doing, playing your part, playing your role, because you already know it's all about the collective of things. And
I appreciate you.
Yeah, that's big.
And so, what else you got going on?
So, right now, I'm heavy. I found my love for basketball again. Like I said, I was going through a depression. Mental health is very important. And I hit it so well because I hit it through giving back to people. Like, everybody thought everything was going so great. The whole time I'm going through what I'm going through, you know. And I don't speak on it, but I overcame a lot in the dark, and God brought me to the light. So, you know, I'm blessed. And I was just able to use that pain and turn it into a passion instead of turning it into something that could put me in harm's way or, you know, doing dumb things. I just turned that pain into passion and, you know, just grew from that. And then, I can't thank nobody but God, for real. Like, because, like, if you talk to him, if you got a relationship with him, you know how important he is. So just from there, I just kept growing. Like, I'm always trying to grow, be a sponge, just soak up as much information as possible.
Facts.
So, like, and even with connections, like I said, like, I don't look at myself bigger than anybody, no matter how big I get. with everything I got going, I'm gonna bring whoever I can with me, because I want them to know it's always been genuine. It's always been love, and I'm gonna use my connections for you. And you know, I don't ever look to get nothing back. I do it out of love. So if you move genuine with love, you know, you're gonna find it just naturally.
Facts. No, that actually would be a nice way to get off the show. I was about to ask, like, what is SOG for? Like, you know what I'm saying, stand for? But if you can, you feel me?
Yeah,
give a brief. Yeah, what is SOG? What it do? Mean, everything, you know?
Yeah. SOG means stay on game, so you don't got to get on game. CJ, he stand by that. Like I said, a lot of our morals align together. Great dude, manager, Speezy. Renz, everybody, we got some big names that I got signed with. I could talk about it now that I'm in. So, but Monet Davis, Monet is one of the most down to earth people ever. Like, coolest girl ever. If y'all don't know who she is, first girl,
the hardest.
Yeah. Black girl.
You don't remember Little League World Series?
Little League World Series.
My boy UAV. Then you made the Little League World Series UAV? Yeah. Okay, yeah. We got some real superstars
Monet
up here,
is a Little League World
you
Series
played Monet?
Legend.
Yeah. Okay, right after you. That's tough. That's crazy. So yeah, she shut that bitch down for.
Yeah.
No, she shut that bitch down for like 2-3 years straight.
Yeah.
Is he?
And she.
2 years, two, 3 years
day,
straight.
She's still like that, and she can hoop.
Yeah.
She can hoop.
She wanted to go to UConn. I remember the whole story.
Yeah, she went to HBCU. She just about to graduate, or did graduate, from Hampton.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah. I followed
so,
her.
Yeah, so.
We got to get Monet on this one.
Yeah, you know, sports podcasting. She got her thing. Like I was talking to y'all about. Y'all go mess with us. You know, we got some motion on. You know? And then just Drizzy. You know, there's so many big names. Just go down the list, like Des Bryant. Like, it's a lot of people, like, and now I got that kick behind me. So, I always had to drive. Now I got SOG. It's a family. Like, it's kind of like a 4PF type of thing. Like, you know, we got clothing brand. We got the music people, the artists signed to it. We got the gamers, like me, content creators. And they don't put you in a box. They want you to explode on your ideas, and then they just give you the resources. Like, now I got an editor, I got a manager, like, I got people holding me accountable, you know, to be great. So,
that's all right.
Yeah, and then I just get to do everything I want. I get the game, content, and talk about sports, basketball, everything with Monet Davis. So,
you're doing all the things you love to do.
It's great.
You can't beat that.
I'm blessed.
Your life's
so a blessing.
Yeah, definitely. Real talk.
Definitely.
Yeah, and actually, to get off here now, like, this is, I guess you could say, the shout out my baby CJ, the outro.
Yeah.
But no, to give it though, Malief spoke to this about on the Nail episode, and we actually just had technically like two high level profile athletes, high school athletes, one in clothing business and one streaming now, and he was just saying in the last episode, like, you're not just an athlete. Like, don't put yourself in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about longevity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Start digging into your passion.
Thanks.
Like, your passion, when you won't look at it as work. And both of them just said, like, a call, it happened through a calling. Like, you're going to know what your passion is. You know what I'm saying? You're going to, you know, or your purpose, not your passion, your purpose. That's what I meant to say, your purpose. Like, you're going to find it through, like, your darkest times, biggest times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Me talking to y'all, me on the circuit, you know what I'm saying? Me selling. By the way, if you need some life insurance, you're looking at your new life insurance agent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? No cap. Get on me. I mean, today, actually, I was just starting Monday. Made my first sale today.
Yes,
so actually, I work with 12 different carriers. I could beat your rate 99% of the time. Got the best policies out there. You know what I'm saying? But what I was saying was, like, no, real talk. Like, you're going to find your purpose through your dark, deepest times. And like how what T said, what Money said, what Leaf was saying, the last episode, all that trust in your process. What is the process, bro? Trust in yourself, bro. You have to trust, believe in yourself, and figure it out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no. Bro. So I appreciate you, bro, for coming on here, bro.
Appreciate
dropping
you.
a lot of game. You know what I'm saying? Putting this up. And actually, this won't be your first time. This won't be your last time on here. We got a lot of shit coming, though.
Yeah,
together.
We got some shit. You know what I'm saying?
We got a lot of
coming together.
Definitely a lot of stuff on the way. And I appreciate y'all for having me.
So before we get off, you get your Twitch, tell me your Twitch handle, your YouTube, your, you know what I'm saying, all your social media.
Yeah, so you can find me everywhere at I am Terrio. I am underscore Terrio, T-A-R-I-O-O, two O's. My main page, my personal Instagram is I am underscore T Ontario. But everything's branded to Terrio. So if you look up Terrio, T-A-R-I-O-O, it's going to all link back to me because, you know, I got the algorithm now. So, yeah, just look me up at Terrio and you'll find me.
I bet. And you know it is. Follow me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Ju4, the number 4-2. Spell it out. It's Twitter, Ju_25. I'm probably my only two social medias at the time. My boy UAV about to hook me up with some special stuff. So I got, I'm going to actually sound like a great couple weeks. And yeah, like I told you, if you on government assistance, you want your phone or tablet, hit me up. And then real talk though, bro, like I ain't playing. Everybody need life insurance, bro. Call me.
Facts.
Go ahead, Leaf. Shout your TikTok out.
Y'all can follow me. Yeah, I do got the TikTok name now, though. I remember. Y'all can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at LuckyLeaf11. L-U-C-K-Y. L-E-I-F. 1111. Nah, man, we appreciate you for coming out.
The oils.
Oh, you want me to talk about?
No, I'm saying shout out to Lucky Oil.
Yeah, shout out to Lucky's Oil, man. And we got the best all natural skincare products around. Shout out to Lucky's Oil. Shout out to There's Only Us Clubhouse. If you need the merch, come shop. We got Money Intangible.
Money Intangible. Shout out my father, Up the Score Pod. We got dude UAV.
Shout out to them.
And always. And shout out to the gang.
Give a shout out to my big bro, Manny Harris. You know, Young World merch. Hook me up,
Manny Harris merch.
Yeah, shout out to the legend.
Legend. Manny Harris, Young World merch.
That's right.
And shout out to Money Intangibles.
No fake.